Good evening, lovelies. Welcome to another episode of Coffee, Candy, and Creatives. It's Tuesday, so you know what that means. It's time for the Courtship Tea. Tuesday nights, we do a recap of the NBC show, The Courtship. It airs at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can catch it Monday night on Peacock. On Tuesday nights, we talk about the show, and we have a special guest, where we get all the tea, if you will. That's right, tea on Coffee, Candy, and Creatives. This episode is brought to you by Be Unique Brevard, the Space Coast premier magazine. Head to beunique.org to get your copy. This episode is also brought to you by Realtor Esther Greaves. Esther is a residential real estate agent in the KC metro area, and she's been doing it since 2006. She's licensed in both Kansas and Missouri. Her local areas include South Kansas City, downtown Kansas City, Leawood, Overland Park, Lees, Summit, and Cass County. For all of your residential real estate needs in the Kansas City area, go to gladheartrealty.com and give Esther a call. Now, grab a cup of coffee or tea or your favorite beverage, cuddle up with your host pup, and let's talk about the show. Hello, everybody. I am here with Mr. Derek Kessler. Derek is a digital marketing manager from Vancouver. He is also, you may know, one of the suitors for Nicole's hand on the NBC show, The Courtship. I'm very happy to talk to you because, as I was saying earlier, I have my favorites and you are one of them. But I'm also very sad to talk to you because, spoiler alert, everybody, if you haven't seen the show, and why wouldn't you? Because it's on NBC on Sunday. It's on Peacock on Monday. It's all over the social media. There's no way you don't know about this show. But if you haven't seen the show, go away and come back later because Mr. Kessler, Derek, he went home. And we're so upset about
this. I know.
We're very unhappy with this decision. How are you feeling about this?
Yeah, it was rough. I mean, now I've had some time to process it, so everything has been okay. But in the moment, you know, it's very difficult, especially when you're quote unquote, I mean, your focus should only be on the lead, the girl, but there's also so much else going on. So it's not only losing the relationship, but everything else that went into being a part of the show. It's just such a big, amazing experience. So when you're walking out of the castle after all these thoughts come rushing your head, and you're like, okay, she said no, so she's not interested. I don't get to live in a castle anymore. I got to go back to my regular job in Canada. So there's all those things where you're like, oh, shit, like this sucks.
Yeah, playtime's over.
Yeah, I mean, you really put yourself in this fantasy world and you get to live out this dream. And then, you know, there's going to be an end at some point and you never want it to come. And then when you're shocked, as I was, I didn't think I was going to have an episode 2 exit. So I was just like, oh, now it's just like, it's gone as fast as it came. So it's tough.
And to keep the magic alive, this just happened yesterday, you guys, or it just happened on Sunday. It wasn't any time ago. It's still raw. It's still fresh. But yeah, the saddest thing is like watching those big doors open and you guys going. I mean, if you like the person, sometimes you don't.
That's true.
Don't let the door hit you. But you were very gentle, very gracious, and, you know, very kind about it. Unlike some people that we could say from last week's episode, who didn't, you know, what did he say? You're going to regret this or whatever.
It's like, my God, I know.
It's fun. And now you just not only went home the first night, now everybody doesn't like you.
Yeah.
On the whole, even though you go home episode 2, like you said, you got to stay in a castle, the boats out on the lake, all of that, and the beautiful surroundings and the people that you met. I mean, yeah, you wouldn't trade that experience for the world. I'm sure.
No, of course not. Yeah, like to be on this kind of a show, it's so cool, it's so unique, and like you said, just the experience and not only meeting her and her family and everyone that's put the time in being there, all the rest of the suitors too, that we all really got along, and just being in that location, it was magical. And to see the castle for the first time and everything from, you know, the costumes to the dancing, you know, I didn't know how to waltz before the show, and now I know how to waltz. So learned my cursive, all kinds of things that I can take from the experience, right? I'm I'm definitely a glass half full kind of guy. So I tend to really focus more on the positives that came out of it than the negatives. So, and it was overall a positive experience. I mean, I went there to fall in love. Unfortunately, it didn't happen, but to be able to get that chance is just amazing in itself.
Right. And the life skills that you took away from it, like you said, I mean, that's a plus.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, it was, as much as the experience is magical, it was also like the most stressed I've ever been. You're standing there in all this Regent Sierra clothing, and I'm trying to remember to talk to people by their last names and bow and do all these things that are correct. And then I'm also like, it's just, it can be difficult, right?
Yeah. Well, plus you're trying to be epitome of gentlemanly behavior, and she's stunning, right?
Oh,
and
she yeah.
And you can't be like, hubba, hubba. No, you got to be like, madam, you look fair stunning tonight. You know, you have to be dignified and gentlemanly. And that's one of the things I love about this show. And no shade to the dudes out there, but some of y'all need to watch this show and learn how to talk to people, how to talk to other men, how to talk to a woman, how to talk to her parents, her friends, just learn how to communicate in it.
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot further with those manners. I mean, just speaking personally, you're going to get a lot further if you come to me with manners and politeness. And yes, absolutely. If you think I'm stunning when I walk in the room, you can hubba hubba, but also bring all that other stuff to the table.
So
that's right. Nice guys do finish last sometimes, unfortunately. And I think yes. Some people like a bad boy or a bad girl or both. So you're in Miami with the guys, some of the guys. We don't want to ruin anything and say who you're down there with. I have an idea, but
yeah.
What do you? And what, I mean, you haven't gone back to work yet, or is this just a vacation or?
A bit of a mix. So I can kind of travel and do work because I do a lot of photography and videography work for brands, brand work that way. So if I can get products sent to where I'm at, then I can do product photography for them. But yeah, I need to get out of Canada, and I wanted to, like I said, I got some good relationships with the guys. So I wanted to come down to Miami. I'd never been here before. And also my parents, they're retired and they live in Clearwater. So it's about 4 hours, 4.5 hours. So I flew in, hung out with them, then came down to Miami, hang out with these guys for a few weeks. And then I'm heading off to LA tomorrow to see some other guys from the cast, and then back up to Vancouver. So I'm doing like a little bit of a tour. And of course, it's been so nice to get away for me being in Canada in the cold weather. And we still have a lot of restrictions there. So it's been really nice being in Florida, just been able to kind of do whatever I want and just forget about everything.
Exactly. And I'm so glad that you got to Florida just in time for our gray weather.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was nicer before. I mean, I definitely got a tan, so I'm not going to complain. It's definitely not as bad as where I'm from.
Well, and I love that your parents are in Clearwater, because isn't it like the most beautiful beach in America or something?
It's amazing. The sand is just so fine. It's beautiful. I love it there.
And the water is so calm on the Gulf. I have family in Bradenton, Tampa, and St. Petersburg. And yeah, the beach is just 1,000% better than what we have over here on the Atlantic, I feel like. No waves. No waves. If you want to surf.
Well, I was going to say, I'm a golfer anyways. There's tons of golf courses here. So I love that.
Right. Really
good golf courses too.
Yeah. Just if you're here during the summer, don't go golfing after like 3 p.m. because it's going to be a thunderstorm. I'm sorry to tell you.
Yeah. Also, it's been really windy here as well.
Yeah. Florida doesn't know what it's doing right now. It's like it was hot and then it rained and it was cold. Not Canada cold, but it was cold for Florida. And we're just like, I don't know if I'm supposed to pack my sweaters away or not, because you can't make up your mind. It's crazy.
We're in that weird, weird period of getting into spring, but we're still kind of in winter.
It's strange. Canada is beautiful. 1,000 years ago, when I was a teenager, I went for a 3-month camping trip across the Canada parks. We went to Banff and Jasper. And I mean, it was a long time ago, I can't remember, but I do remember that it was gorgeous and just the wilderness and all of that. And it was the summer and it was very comfortable for this Florida girl to be up there being like, it's not blazing and a, you know, 5,000,000% humidity. This is amazing. I love this.
It is. Yeah. It's nice. The summers in Canada for sure, especially where you were in Banff and those areas are beautiful. I do a lot of hiking and camping, and I'm sure you probably read that in my bio, but yeah, I do a lot of outdoorsy stuff. So that's why weather can be a big factor.
The concept of hiking in Florida, you would die. You'd be on the trail dead because it's too hot. But I love that you're out. And but it kind of was a challenge with the boats. You seem like you maybe had like a little bit of an advantage because you were in your element. This is outdoors. It's a physical activity. And yet I don't get it. I just don't get it. Do you feel like maybe you didn't get enough time with her?
I think that's exactly what it was. Just not getting that one-on-one FaceTime with her. I was a part of the group date in the first episode. And, you know, even with that, it's so much different than actually having one-on-one time. Connect and ask the right question. Conversation with her was great. I felt like we really clicked. I chatted with her parents, and then Tessa had picked me for the group date, and I thought everything was like very, and then yeah, throughout that boat day, it just kind of seemed off. I didn't end up getting any court member in my boat, so it was just me and Lincoln and Christian in our own boat by ourselves. So that's when Christian's like, okay, we got to come up with a plan to impress her or do something, and we were like, hey, we're going to sing and jump in the water and, you know, show our love through this kind of crazy act, going through something uncomfortable to show you the lengths we go to, you know, to prove our love to you. And then, yeah, so we do all that. And I get in the water. I'm like,
what else do you want from me? Yeah. And then you have to spend the picnic like wrapped up and you're wet.
There's that whole thing. And then I did have a good conversation with her parents, and it kind of, but yeah, just didn't formulate into anything further with Nicole. So,
oh, you know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And if it's not, it's not. And at the end of the day, that's all you can do.
Yeah. And again, I'm not one to really force that on in any way. So I found myself in a difficult situation. I had to navigate it as well too, because I'm not like a real upfront bold, like just kind of come up and talk, you know. I kind of lay back a little bit and lead my way into it, but you have all these other guys and everyone's like fighting for it, so it's kind of like it's tough to navigate it.
I can't imagine. So what is up next for you? You're still out there, still working hard, still keeping up your friendships. Are you actively searching, or are you just going to let love come to you how it comes?
That's a good question. I was just actually talking to the guys about that earlier. I'm like, what do I do? Do I get the dating apps again or what? Because before, I was just focused on myself. I delete all the dating apps. I was like, I don't want to date. I'm trying too hard to find the one, as opposed to just letting it happen, like you said, just kind of attract it. So I just kind of let everything go. And then that's when this opportunity came. And I'm like, okay, listen, this could be cool. Like, can I go to this castle and find love and see what happens? And then unfortunately that didn't happen. So it's a bit of a letdown. And now I'm like officially allowed to say, okay, well, I'm single. So I don't know what to do right now.
I think it's funny that you deleted the dating apps. It's almost like you put that thought out into the universe and it manifested.
Totally. Yeah. And I'm a big believer in law of attraction and all that kind of stuff. And I went through a period of time where I was doing a lot of meditating and following my goals and all that stuff. And this did happen. So now I'm at a place too where I'm traveling and trying to kind of figure out what's the next move. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. But I do, like, yeah, I want, like, I know I want a girlfriend, and I'm 31 now, and my brother is actually going to be having a baby next month. So I'm going to be an uncle for the first time, which I'm super excited. So in my mind too, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm turning 32 soon. I want to have a wife, kids, and I guess if I was to put a number on it, I'm like around 35 would be nice to be in the process of engagement and marriage and all that kind of stuff. So I'm like, well, my timeline is getting tight, but then also I don't want to put a timeline on something. So I think I do want a girlfriend. I do want to find that forever person, but I don't think I'm gonna find that on dating apps. So right now I think I need to go back into the attracting book.
I agree. I don't know that dating apps is where it's going to be. And I also feel like you're right about the deadline, because if you put an expiration date or a deadline and you're rushing it, right? I mean, because 3 years is a snap.
Right.
You might end up settling for what's not truly meant to be, just because you feel like you have to meet that.
No, you're exactly right. And that's something that I'm nervous about too. I don't want to just do something because it's comfortable. And that's my whole thing of, you know, back when I lived in Edmonton, I used to work up north on the oil rigs, and I hated my job and I didn't like where I was at in life. But I wasn't so comfortable, and the money was good, but I quit everything when I was 25 and moved out to Vancouver and started serving at a restaurant. You know, my parents thought I was crazy, like leaving this job and the oil fields, doing all the stuff, moving away. But since then, I've always continued to try and put myself in, you know, uncomfortable situations to find growth. And I think that's important moving forward now too.
Because definitely people need to realize that you do have to love yourself. You do have to be happy with yourself and your surroundings before you can attract that.
100%. I think for me too, is like enjoying being alone. I feel like everyone's looking to fill this void. and they're trying to find and seek happiness out of other things, whether it's people or materialistic things, when you can just find happiness in like personal growth, which I've been able to find, then I'm just like, okay, unless anyone comes into my life that's going to add to that, that I really rock with, then I'm just not going to deal with it.
Right. Absolutely. And there's absolutely nothing with solitude.
For sure. Yeah.
You know, as long as it's not pushed to an extreme where you're actively excluding people from your life, but no, just some moments of solitude. Oh my God. Embrace them. Yeah.
I was going to say, but then, you know, just like every other person, I like attention too. So I need to get attention every once in a while. You know, I'm not going to pretend I just love being alone.
Right. Me. But see, what'll probably happen, and I'm going to manifest this, I'm going to put it out in the universe, like we say, you could be at the grocery store, you could be at the gym, you could be hiking on a trail that you think you're enjoying your solitude on, and you could bump into her. You could turn around and she's checking out the bananas. She's bent down tying her shoelace. You're just going to find her, or she's going to find you, one of the two.
I love that you said that, because I've always told myself in my mind, so I'm definitely a hopeless romantic. And I'm like, you know, I think one day I'm just going to like be in a coffee shop in Europe, and I'll just like, my wife will just show up there and I'll be like, that's the one, you know, I'll just know when it hits me. So, and I think too, yeah, I think, you know, the world is kind of our playground in a sense too. So it's okay to like search outside your normal city and other places. There's just so much more to explore.
Right. And I think by limiting yourself to the location that you're in for finding your forever person, I mean, forever person, you're really just, you're handicapping yourself. You're handicapping the ability to find that person.
100%.
Spread your wings, spread your parameters. And do what you're doing. Get out there, enjoy your time with your friends, enjoy meeting new people, whether the, you know, their love interest or not, just enjoy meeting people. And even though it didn't work out with Nicole, perhaps she'll stay a person that meant something to you at this point in your life, or that taught you something. You definitely learned something from the experience. So you can look back on it when you're, you know, 85 years old and you're surrounded by your grandchildren and they're like, Grandpa, you look silly in that outfit. And you're like, yeah, but man, it was a great time.
Exactly. And that's the only way to learn. You have to get out there and try. You have to make those mistakes, or else you're not going to know what you like. And I feel like so many people are just continually trying to, I got to keep all my options open. But the more I started, you know, to kind of decrease my options and fine tune in on what I actually like, that's when I was like, well, this is exactly what I want. I know that because I've gone through the process of going through what I know that I don't like to find what I want.
Right. And don't settle. 100%. I mean, that's absolutely. So I'm going to ask, because we got to wrap up, who, unfortunately, now that you're gone, who are you rooting for?
I gotta say I'm rooting for my boy, Mitch Combs, Christian Combs. Yeah, he was one of the guys that I was closer with on the show when I was there filming. He was like my bunk buddy when I was sleeping there. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to see how it all turns out for him. He's lighting up the screen time right now, and he's funny, he's relatable, he's down to earth, he's doing a great job connecting with Nicole. So I'm excited to see what else.
Awesome. And for the record, people, he said he's rooting for Mr. Combs, who we have noticed in the episode so far, there's a definite little something, something. The fact that she brought him down just to dance with him one more time. Come on.
Right. Which was, it was it, like in that moment too, the tensions are so high. And I'm like, oh.
Well, he's the one that made her laugh with the letter. I mean, no shade to you, but it's true. He said the silly things about the Tums and this, that, and the other that tickled her. Yeah. So, all right. That's one vote for Mr. Combs. We got it. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. I'm so sad to be talking to you, but you're an amazing, kind, funny gentleman. Ladies, head out to your local grocery store, your hiking trails. You might bump into them. So
Thank
say
you
hello.
So much.
Oh, you're welcome. Say hello to the other guys. Tell them I'll be down in a couple days and we'll hang out.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot for having me.
Talk to you later.
See you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this creative conversation. Be sure to follow me on social media. I am Pup Duffy basically everywhere. You can follow the show on Facebook. It's Coffee, Candy, and Creatives. Head over to beunique.org. Like, follow, and support my beautiful humans over there. Be sure to check out my sponsor. And for your own sponsorship or interview opportunities, please email me at pup4ccc@gmail.com. If you like the music you're hearing, head on over to RaleighKeegan.com and do yourself a favor and buy this album. You can download it or you can have a physical CD. You can also keep up to date on tour dates and future releases. As always, take care of each other, love each other, watch each other's back, and I'll see you next time.